The Arsonist, written by Chloe Hooper, narrated by Sybilla Budd. Picture a fairy tale's engraving. Straight black trees stretching in perfect symmetry to their vanishing point. The ground covered in thick white snow. Woods are dangerous places in such stories. Things are not as they seem. Here too, in this timber plantation, menace lingers. The blackened trees smoulder. Smoke creeps around their charcoal trunks and charred leaves. The snow stained pale grey is ash. Place your foot unwisely and it might slip through and burn. These woods are cordoned off with crime scene tape and guarded by uniformed police officers. At the intersection of two nondescript roads, Detective Sergeant Adam Henry sits in his car taking in a puzzle. On one side of Glendonald Road, the timber plantation is untouched. Pristine Pinus radiata, all sown at the same time, growing in immaculate green lines. On the other side, near where the road forms a T with a track named Jelliffe's Outlet, stand rows of Eucalyptus globulus, the common blue gum cultivated the world over to make printer paper. All torched as far as the eye can see. On Saturday, the 7th of February 2009, around 1:30 p.m., a fire started somewhere near here, and now, late on Sunday afternoon, it is still burning several kilometres away. Detective Henry has a new baby, his first, a week out of hospital. The night before, he had been called back from paternity leave for a 6 a.m. meeting. Everyone in the Victoria Police Arson and Explosive Squad was called back. The past several days had been implausibly hot, with Saturday the endgame, mid-40s Celsius, culminating in a killer 100 km/h northerly wind. That afternoon and throughout the night, firestorms ravaged areas to the state's north, northwest, northeast, southeast, and southwest. Henry was sent 2 hours east of Melbourne to supervise the investigation of this fire that started 4 kilometres from the town of Churchill, population 4,000. An investigation named, for obvious reasons, Operation Winston. Through the smoke and in the added haze of the sleep-deprived, he drove with a colleague along the M1 to the Latrobe Valley. On the radio, the death toll was rising. 50 people, then 100. Whole towns, it was reported, had burned to the ground. The officers hit the first roadblock an hour out of the city. The dense forest of the Bunyip State Park was on fire, and the traffic police ushered them past onto a ghost freeway. For the next hour, they might have been the only car on the usually manic road.